4NNH mobile monitoring.
04NNH, this is KG4ZGS. Chris here. Heard you call in there. Just wanted to make sure you were heard. I'm getting ready to pick up my buddy to take him to the airport, so I may not be able to talk for long, but just wanted to respond to your call.
Yeah, I appreciate you coming back to me, Chris. Name here is Fred, Foxtrot Romeo, Echo Delta. I'm over here in the work right now. I'm running a little behind, but I had to sign some paperwork involving a repair down in my house. But where's your friend flying to, if you don't mind me asking?
I'm here in Greer, waiting on him. He brought one of his bags out, but he's taking his sweet time getting the rest of his stuff together, so I'm just chilling in his driveway, but I'm taking him over to Greenville Spartanburg International, and he's going to Thailand for 10 days, so he's got a long flight in front of him. He'll be flying to Chicago, and then from Chicago to Hong Kong, and then from Hong Kong to Bangkok, so, and it's funny, this will be his first time on an airplane ever.
Fly in and out of GSP all the time. I'm actually a traveler for my job. Excuse me. But most of the time I fly in and out of GSP, and if he's going into O'Hare, he's either on American or United. It's pretty bad if I know that. But hopefully the flights are good and everything. That's a heck of a flight to actually be on his first plane, or first time ever on a plane. So all the time I fly is actually fairly easy, and GSP TSA is actually not that bad at all in comparison to like O'Hare and other major airports I've been through. But I've said travel to your friend though.
Yeah, it's a big trip for him. I told him to get a window seat if he could, because there's nothing like seeing the Earth from 37,000 feet or whatever his cruising altitude ends up being. So I'm excited for him, and hopefully he's just doing all that last-minute stuff, you know, running around his house and making sure everything's ready for him to be gone for a few days or, you know, a couple weeks, I guess. Anyway, I've got my son behind me making sounds, so anyway, that's about what I know there, Fred. Nice to talk to you this morning, sir.
But, yeah, absolutely. Safe travels to your friend there. I know flying in O'Hare is a little intimidating. I've only ever flown on the domestic side of O'Hare. I've never been on the region, or sorry, international side over here. I think they've got a different terminal for that, but O'Hare is pretty easy to navigate. Just let your friend know that's from a frequent flyer. And I fly all the time. Most of the time, the farthest I've went is like Santa Ana, California. In San Diego, California, all the way from here. I've never been to L.A., and I don't plan on going to L.A. anytime soon again. So, it's been a pleasure.
Yeah, I've never done any international travel. My dad and I were on a road trip when I was a kid, and we crossed over the Rio Grande and El Paso, and that was back in the 90s when the border was still open. You could just walk across into Mexico. We just did it so we could say that we did it, but that's the only time I've ever been out of the country. And so anyway, but he is bringing his bags, so I'm gonna let you go, Fred. Thanks for chatting with me while I'm waiting here, and I hope you have a good day, sir. KO4NNH from KG4ZGS, and I'll say 73s and be clear on your final.
Well, Chris, hopefully you got a safe drive out to GSP Airport. If you got to take 85, just full warning, it's about the time of day whenever it's starting to clear up a little bit. So if you got to get an 85, just be a little bit wary of the traffic. But yeah, it's been a pleasure, Chris. Again, safe travels to your friend. Hope he can hear me. And we'll stay in 73, and I'll be clear. KO4 NNH, I'll be clear.